Welcome back to WTBU News. Here is tonight's New England report.
A construction worker was killed and another critically injured after a construction incident in Cambridge Tuesday morning. The men, who were subcontracted, had been working at the city-owned parking garage removing an existing stairwell. Authorities were called to the scene around 8:20 a.m., where they found the two men and the staircase partially collapsed. One worker was taken to the hospital with significant arm and chest injuries, while the other worker, a 56-year-old man, was pronounced dead at the scene. It took hours to remove the man who died from the heavy debris of the steel risers and concrete. The executive director of Massachusetts Coalition for Occupational Safety and Health, Jody Sugarman-Brosan, said, quote, "This is one of the 9 fatalities in the workplace since the beginning of January, 4 in the construction industry. Who is responsible for health and safety isn't always clear, and needs to be clearer," end quote.
Old Sturbridge Village, a living history museum in Sturbridge, Massachusetts, announced it's received the largest financial gift in its history. In a press release to local media, the museum said it received a $5 million donation from the estate of an honorary trustee and benefactor. Helen Titus passed away in 2020 after a short illness and had been considered a longtime friend of the museum. In a statement, the museum said, quote, "The gift will ensure living history continues at Old Sturbridge Village in the future and address capital needs to the campus, including the preservation of historic buildings and landscape." The Living Museum, which welcomes 250,000 visitors each year, is celebrating its 75th anniversary this year after opening to the public on June 8, 1946. Made up of almost 60 buildings and dozens of actors, the museum recreates life in New England during the 18th and early 19th century.
While the vaccine changes the pandemic, the Massachusetts Board of Education is looking to shift back to in-person classes. Department of Elementary and Secondary Education Commissioner Jeffrey Riley plans to ask at a 2 p.m. Friday meeting when the state believes remote and hybrid learning can be removed from the equation. In the meantime, schools statewide will continue with their assigned learning models. Around 80% of schools are currently using a hybrid teaching platform, mandating masks and social distancing in educational spaces, according to officials. Riley said he hopes to resume solely in-person classes as soon as state health officials believe it to be permissible. The return could result in a phased approach, with different grade levels returning to classes at different times. His proposal includes options for districts to appeal in-person classes if they can prove their district requires it, and for individual families to continue their children's remote learning for the remainder of the academic year. Riley wrote, quote, "With the extensive mitigation strategies in place and as state health metrics continue to improve, we now need to begin shifting away from remote and hybrid learning models and return to the in-person educational format."
A multi-family home in Salem caught on fire in the middle of Monday's night, sending people living inside running as flames burnt through their building overnight. The house is located on Broadway, 2 blocks away from the Salem Fire Station. A resident of the home ran down the streets and alerted the firefighters by knocking on their door. According to the deputy chief, by the time the fire apartment got to the scene, the fire already got through the walls and became too intense. In addition, the windy condition of Monday's night also added to the situation, making it more difficult to put the fire out. At the end of the night, firefighters were able to contain the flames to the home. Luckily, the 3 residents of the building were safely evacuated and no firefighters were injured.
The City of Boston has brought in consultants to create another round of public awareness and visibility ads about the vaccine, but this time aimed at specific populations, according to Boston's health chief, Marty Martinez. These upcoming ads will be directed specifically at Hispanic residents who have been vaccinated at a lower rate than Asian, Black, and White Bostonians. According to new data, only 8,086 per 100,000 Hispanic people in Boston have received their first shot, which is around half the rate of Asian, Black, and White Bostonians. In the same briefing, Martinez also mentioned that with the start of baseball season in April, the Fenway vaccination site may be transitioning somewhere else. While the Reggie Lewis Center is scaling up its vaccination site, Martinez said there is potential consideration for another new site to open up.
The state of Rhode Island has a new governor this week. Former Governor Gina Raimondo resigned after being confirmed by the United States Senate as the next Secretary of Commerce. Shortly after Raimondo resigned, Lieutenant Governor Dan McKee was sworn in as the 76th Governor of Rhode Island, after his predecessor was confirmed by the Senate 84-15. Raimondo was formally sworn in to her new White House cabinet position on Wednesday night. McKee, a former mayor of Cumberland, Rhode Island, served as Lieutenant Governor for 6 years. He has said in the past that his main priority as governor will be continuing to support and improve the COVID-19 vaccine rollout across the state.
Massachusetts educators are now eligible to get COVID-19 vaccinations at CVS pharmacies within the state. While appointments are fully booked for the time being, the website lists K-12 educators as well as preschool and daycare workers on its list for those eligible to receive the vaccine. CVS is permitting vaccines for this grouping in 17 other states that are also at this stage of vaccinations, including Rhode Island. In Massachusetts, they can start scheduling appointments March 11th at larger state vaccination sites as well. Despite this, teachers and educators are not required to get vaccinations, and President Joe Biden previously said vaccines will not be required for reopening schools. However, he later tweeted that vaccination centers should prioritize educators in the hopes of getting at least one dose for all within the group by the end of the month. Massachusetts Teachers Association President Mary Najimy said in the statement that she is happy Biden is prioritizing school employees in his vaccination rollout plans and added, quote, "In-person learning is by far the best way to meet our students' social, emotional, and academic needs," unquote.
On behalf of Alex Corey, Melissa Ellen, Megan Farsight, Sammy Goldman, James Paleo Gofo-Colais, Zainab Cavusoglu, I'm Kylie Nguyen for WTBU News, and your national section will be right up next.